All right, welcome back to Return on Podcast and our Seller Accountant YouTube page here. Guys, welcome to one of the most exciting months of the year. Not only is it the new year here, welcome to 2024, but it is KPI month here at Seller Accountant. That's right. We're going to be walking you through a small handful of the most important metrics that, you know, can help you actually drive your business forward. I'm going to make a confession here. I realized as I was putting together my content plan for Q1 here that I was saying things like, hey, when should I sell my business? And hey, how much can I afford to pay myself? And what I wasn't doing was I wasn't giving you guys actual tools, actual tactical metrics that you can use to create the profit and create the cash flow that would give you the ability to sell your business or pay yourself. And so I'm calling a big time out here. We're going to take the month of January. We're going to unpack the most important KPIs that will help you drive your Amazon or e-commerce business forward. And it's time to maximize profitability and cash flow. It's time to learn habits and hacks from the best e-com CEOs. It's time for Return on Podcast with me, Tyler Jeffcoat. We're going to unpack the most important KPIs that will help you drive your Amazon or e-commerce business forward. And for today's discussion, we're going to talk about one of my pets. It's been around for a while. This is not a new dog, been around for a while, and it is PAG, P-A-G, Post Advertising Gross Profit, PAG. Post-advertising gross profit. What I'm really trying to differentiate here is this is real gross profit. This is not just taking the minimum number of expenses and putting them above the line on your P&L and saying, oh, I've got a gross margin of X or Y. Let me show you what this looks like. So sometimes you can get a P&L that doesn't include a lot of the expenses. If you're watching this on YouTube here, you can see within this green square are all of the expenses that I would view to be crucial for calculating true gross profit or PAG. And obviously how much you paid to secure your product is part of it, but that's not the whole story. We also need our inbound logistics. We need our Amazon fees. We need our any other outbound logistics. We're paying like UPS bills. We're gonna throw our storage in here. Yes, we're gonna throw storage in here because it is a direct expense for our units. And then we're going to do something that some accountants hate, but we're gonna do it anyway. And it's that we're gonna throw our advertising budget into this cost of goods sold section so that our definition of gross profit is real gross profit. How much profit, how much money does my portfolio make me after Amazon fees, after COGS, and after ads? We call it PAG because we want to emphasize that post-advertising, the after-advertising element of this. And so let me show you how to kind of do this on a SKU level, and then I'll give you some notes on what's good and bad. This is for SKU that I've named Dog 023. And when we sell Dog 023, we sell it for $129.99. We have a cost of goods sold to land the product. By the way, of course, for this simple illustration, I'm ignoring like refunds and stuff. Those will be a part of your P&L as well. We've got our Amazon fees. We have our advertising, and we are left with a PAG of about $20, which is 15%. Now, are we happy with a PAG of 15%? The answer is we're really not. That's a lower profit margin than we would like to have for this kind of a business. And so, first of all, we got to look at, actually, let me show you my mood chart here. All right, I'm bringing in front of you a mood chart. If my PAG is less than 15%, I'm concerned enough that I might consider killing this particular SKU. Now I might be able to rehab it. I might find some things I can do to improve performance, and I'll walk you through those here in just 1 second. But if my product is consistently not generating margins after ads, after Amazon fees, after the storage and whatnot of at least 15%, and I'm not Walmart, right? If you have a $1 billion in scale, you can have tiny razor thin margins and still make money. For the average Amazon seller, we do not have the luxury of operating on those kind of razor thin margins, and our cost to borrow money will crush us in a death spiral of Amazon and Shopify and PayPal debt. And so we can't do that. If our products are consistently sub 15% PAG, we're going to make the choice to kill them and allocate our cash somewhere else. So the mood is pretty poor in that situation. If our products are around 20%, we're like, we're okay, but we don't love it. We're not pumped. We're not thrilled. And so in my mind, 20% is kind of the like, minimum that I really want to have. Now, it doesn't mean like, listen. If we're launching a new product and that product is still in the first 6 to 8 weeks or whatever the launch cycle looks like for you on Amazon or Shopify, of course we're going to have to spend more on ads. And of course we are not going to be able to capture as much margin. But we need to have a really concrete launch plan that at the end of that concrete launch plan, we have a moment of accountability for our SKU, right? The one that I brought up here, this SKU dog 023. Let's say we made it to the end of the first 6 weeks. We've just launched this product and we're like, wow, man, we're only grabbing 15% here. That's not going to work. We look at our expenses, and this is what I want you guys to do. And we decide, what can I take effect on? What can I change? Well, I can't really change the Amazon seller fee. That is what it is. I really, unless I can re-engineer the packaging somehow, I can't meaningfully change my FBA pick and pack fee and that kind of deal. Okay, I might be able to lower my advertising, right? And so these two cream colored rows are the ones that are the expenses that I might be able to have an impact on. I can, dust off my passport, fly to my supplier and spend time negotiating better cost of goods sold. That's fine. And if I can improve that, then great, I improve my profitability. Or I can tighten down, stop bidding on keywords that aren't working for me, you know, tighten down my tacos, that overall advertising number, so that I capture more margin. But I just want to give you this piece of advice here. The number one lever, God, this is going to sound so oversimplified, but if you can just differentiate your listing and your offering enough to raise your price a little bit, it fixes everything, right? If I could just increase this price a little bit, I can immediately put those other metrics in line and grab 20 points instead of 15 points. And obviously, I advise everybody, because Amazon's going to get paid, right? Bezos is going to get paid. I advise everyone to test incremental small price increases and just see what happens. You may find that, oh boy, in my particular category, there's so much ad spend that it doesn't work, or it does work. I'm not saying this is going to work every time. I'm saying you need to test it, because what I want you to be able to do is I want you to be able to create an offering that has premium, probably not going to be that premium, but you know, premium margins, so that you can actually keep the money that you're getting. So again, I'm going to make this a really quick video. PAG, post advertising gross profit. You got to know whether your business has a core profit engine that's healthy. My first tactic to fix PAG is going to be to see if the market will support me raising my prices just a little bit, 10 to 15%. And then if that doesn't do it, I'm going to really look to tighten down my advertising. I'm going to look to renegotiate my supply chain, because guess what? The Amazon fees kind of are what they are. By the way, this same illustration would work for a Shopify account. I might go look and see if I can renegotiate my shipping charges or charge my customers for shipping. That's one way to raise your prices, is to charge your customers for shipping. But at the end of the day, if I can't capture at least 20 points PAG, and ideally I'd love it to be like closer to this 25 or 30, but if I can't capture at least 20 points, I am working way too damn hard to not make enough money. And if I have products that are consistently in the, we call it the shit list or the doghouse, where I'm only making 15 points or maybe even less, I need to stop treating that SKU like it's my baby, and I need to choose to redeploy that capital into better products, because this one's wasting my time and not making me any money. So that's a quick nugget on PAG. Come back next week. I'm going to unfold a equally important, crucial KPI for how to manage your Amazon or e-commerce business in 2024, because I want you to make money so that you can have that money and spend it. Cheers.